The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara brings the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbonon regarding the smicha of a yerush. According to Rabbonon, the Yerush is chayiv to do smicha. According to Rav Yehuda, Yerush does not do smicha. Now, our Stam Mishnah goes like the Rabbonon, that Yerush is chayiv to do smicha. And the Rambam passes like this, Lamaisa. Now, last daf, we spoke all about the mitzvah vidui that's done during smicha and the connection of vidui to smicha. Now, I'm wondering, when a Yerush brings his father's korban, or any other relative, whoever he's Yerush from, and he does smicha, what does he do about vidui? So first of all, does he do vidui at all? Or maybe he doesn't do vidui. And even if he's chayv to do vidui, whose averus is he mizvada on? On his own averus, or on his father's averus? So, assuming that there is vidui done, so concerning the second question, so what does he say when he does vidui? So I believe that he's mizvada on his own averus, and not on the averus of his father. So first of all, the whole essence of vidui is confession. That you could only confess on your own deeds, not on someone else's. So logically speaking, vidui can only be done on your own averus. And it seems that this is the inyan behind the halacha mentioned in the Gemara on the Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara's Dairish of Drosha, Yodoi v'lo yad shluchoi. A person has to do smicha himself and not send the shliach to do smicha on his behalf. And this is an exception to the general rule of shlucha shel adam kamoisa. Now, why is smicha different than the rest of the Torah? So the reason behind this possibly is because smicha is connected with the mitzvah of vidui, like we spoke about. Because when b'shas vidui, b'shas smicha, you do vidui. And a vidui has to be done by the choyte himself. For that reason, you can't have someone else do smicha and vidui for you. Now, although we find in Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol, b'shas ta'avoda, does vidui on behalf of Kal Yisrael on the Sarah Mashtaleach, over there, the Torah never required each person to do an individual vidui on the Soyer. That we can infer from there that the fact that the Kohen Gadol does vidui, so Shlichus works. Rather, the Torah gave the mitzvah of vidui on the Soyer Mashaleach specifically to the Kohen Gadol. So that's why the Kohen Gadol does vidui. The mitzvah of vidui is on the Kohen Gadol. There's no mitzvah of vidui for the Klal Yisrael on the Soyer Mashaleach. And I found the svara in Sefer Lahiris Nosan, Chilik Yud Beis, Siman Lamed Vav, by Nosan Gesetner, Zochrono Livracha. Yeah, and the riot to this is that every yid is mechuyev to do vidui in Yom Kippur, and that's what we all do in shul in Yom Kippur. Now, I highly doubt that Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Gidden were not mechuyev to do vidui because they were yoytze with the Kohen Gadol's vidui on the Sarah Mashtaleach. Not at all. That's because the Kohen Gadol, that was a separate mitzvah's vidui to be done on the korban of the Sarah Mashtaleach, and that was done. That was a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. It had nothing to do with the mechiv and every single person to do vidui. And he writes the same idea regarding the vidui that Moshe Rabbeinu did after the Maase Egel. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ono choto ha'om hazeh chato gadoilo v'yasu lohem Elohei Zov. So apparently he did vidui on behalf of the Yidden. So he writes that this vidui was not in place of the standard obligation of vidui that every choyte has to do. This was toime to the vidui that the Kohen Gadol did on the Sarah Mashtaleach, which was a specific vidui of the Tzibor, which was performed by the Shliach Tzibor, which is a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and here too Moshe wanted to accomplish doing a vidui shel tzibur. And this vidui is not something which is mandatory for each person to do. It's solely on the shliach tzibur to do. I found various other achrinim as well who explained the vidui of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kohen Gadol in ways similar to what I mentioned, Mishem the Lahiris Nosa. However, I found that the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet in Mitzvah's vidui, he assumes that vidui could indeed be done through a shaliach. And he proves this from the vidui of Kohen Gadol and from the vidui of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, from what I've seen, most achrenim do not agree with this. Do not agree with him on this point. So, lamaise, according to most achrenim, vidui has to be done by the person himself, the regular obligation of vidui. And therefore, when a person is doing vidui on a korban, he has to do it himself. And if a person's yerish a korban, he can't do vidui in his father's chatoyim. Now, there's another problem for a Yerush to do vidui on his father's chatoyim. Because once his father died, there's no longer a kapora lemeisim. The Gemara in the first parak of Zvachim, Dafei Yom Aleph, says that when a Baal Korban dies before he was makar of his Korban, the Korban is no longer meratza on his behalf. And Rashi explains over there, because ain kapora lemeisim. The same way Rashi in Tumura, in the beginning of parak of Lad Chatos, explains why chata shemesu baleo is posel and goes lemisa, Rashi says, because in kapora lemisa. So anything related to kapora in the korban is now disconnected from the bala korban who died, and therefore the yerush, when he does vidui during the smicha, assuming that he does vidui, he definitely does not do vidui on the theiris of his father. Now it's interesting to know that the standard nusach of vidui that we see on Yom Kippur and any other time is Avala Nachnu Vaviseinu Chaton. We and our fathers have sinned. Now, this would appear that we are doing vidui on behalf of our father's sins. Now, this nusach is based on the Lashon HaPosik in Parshas Bechol Kosai in the Teichacha. It says, Vizvadu es avoyna avoysom b'ma'alom asher mo'alubi. And the Rishonim point out that this posik is the source for the Lashon that we say. And on Rosh Hashanah, when we say Avinu Malkeinu, the first Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha, some poskim say that you should skip the first Avinu Malkeinu because we don't mention Chatoyim in Rosh Hashanah, so that there should be no Kitshrug on Klal Yisrael Chas Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tovkuf Pei Dalet Sifkon Gimel paskins that you should not skip it, and you should be mechaven for the aviris of our fathers. And he brings the pasuk of his vadu as avina vaisam to show that you must do vidui even the aveiros of your father. So, but the meaning, however, of vidui on the sins of your father is explained by Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva Shar Aleph. He writes, the yeshol of Lahazgir avoinois avoisov. When he talks about the mitzvah of vidui, ki hoyo nenash aleihem ba'ochzoi ma'ase avoisov v'yodoi. When your oiches of ma'ase avoisov v'yodoi, you're nenash. V'chein kosov izvadu es avoinom ves avoin avoisov. So now, according to this explanation, avoin avoisov is merely a reference to the avoinus of a person himself, those which he learnt from his father. And that's what we mean, avala nachnu v'aviseinu chaton. So there's no real din vidui on your father's chet. The same idea is found in the Sefer Orchis Tzadikim, in Shara Tshuva. He writes, he asks, v'omei yizvada al chatois avoisov. He says, משום שהוא יננש כשאויכס מייסה אבויסה ביודו וכן כוסו בזוונדו אז אבוין אז אבוין אז אבוין אז אבוין אבויסה. So getting back to the korban, a standard vidui on the chatoin that his father did would not be possible. So he definitely is not mazkir, he's not doing vidui on his father's chatoin, and Chayre, if he's doing vidui, he's doing vidui on his own chatoim. Though, as far as Avinu Malkeinu is concerned, I'm not sure over there, like, why it helps to be mechabim for the avinus of your father, because you're not really being mezvad on your father's avinus, because it's essentially, like the Rabbi Yoni explains, it's really a vidui on your own avinus.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.